So Rabbi Isai, today Baruch Hashem, I'm making a siyum on the Shar HaBitachon, not Chas Hashem a siyum, we should really review it again and again, but we have at least gone through the basic text, Baruch Hashem, and the final piece, which we touched upon last time, was a real Baal Bitachon. The real Baal Bitachon, he says, finally is... Is Marutze Mikol Mash Elohim Geizer Allah Beliboy Befiv Bipnim Yusai Bechatzian Yusai. The real Baal Bitachon is totally happy, satisfied with everything that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam decrees upon him. He really means it, not just with his mouth, but in his heart, inside, outside. He's happy with life, with death, with poverty, with wealth, with sickness, with health. He wants nothing more than what God chooses for him. He only wants whatever Hashem chooses for me, that's fine. He's meiser himself. He throws himself on the anhagas Hashem. He's mafkir himself to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And as he said, the emes of Baal Bitachon is, k'mo shomer Baal Bitachon echad, ma'olam le'kara she'ishkamti ba'boikir b'matzav mesuyam, v'shtekakti li'matzi b'matzav acher. It never happened that in the morning I should wake up in one way and look for something else. The truth of the matter is that it's Kedarech Hashem. I was thinking, what are we going to learn next? There are 10 Shorim in the Chovas Levavos. Actually, the first Chelek had the Shar Bechina, the Shar Avodas Elokim, and then Shar Bitachon. I started with the Shar Bitachon because it's the Shar Bitachon. But what are we going to learn next? I was looking around, and I was just going through the different shorim, and in Shar Chesh Ben HaNefesh, I saw that the Chovas Levavos in Chesh Ben HaNefesh elaborates on what he says over here in Bitachon. Mamash, the first thing I opened up in the Sefer. And he says that, he speaks here again about Chesh Ben HaNefesh, of a Baal Bitachon, apparently unrelated to Shar Bitachon. And he says, a Baal Bitachon says constantly, Mizmor Chav Gimel. Mizmor the David, Hashem Royi Lo Yechzor. God, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is the song. If you want to know the song of the Baal Bitachon, it's Hashem Royi. As long as I know that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I am lacking for nothing. Hashem, I know Hashem my shepherd. Once he's my shepherd, I shall not want. And when a person not just says Mizmor 23, but lives Mizmor 23, the Yamoid Madrega al Yaina Biyaiser shall Madrega Sachasidim. This is in Paragimel of Shar Chesh Ben HaNefesh. He says when a person lives the 23rd Psalm, and he's B'mayla Gvoya Biyaiser Shemal Satzadikim, he's on the highest level of chassidim and on the highest rung of tzaddikim. Listen to this lashon of Chovas Levavos. That person who is totally with Hashem, yireh b'lo yayin, he'll see without eyes. Yishma b'lo yayzen, he hears without ears. Yedaber b'lo lashon, he talks without a tongue. V'yargish b'dvarim b'li chushim, and he feels things without senses. And he will be able to comprehend everything in the world without having actual physical sensitivity. He will never despise even the slightest detail of his situation. Not just he's generally happy, but this could be better. He is totally, absolutely, all-encompassing, happy with absolutely everything as matzav. The exact same words he said in Shar Bitachon. The way to come to Bitachon, we have to learn Shar Chesh Ben HaNefesh. And the person makes a Chesh Ben HaNefesh that Hashem takes care of me. He can be blind, Rachmol Islam, and see without eyes. He can be deaf and hear without ears. He can be mute and speak without a tongue. And he can be insensitive. He can, chas v'shalom, be paralyzed. And he'll feel in a way that's above all five senses. because his life is in the hands of Hashem, who is the source, who's above all senses. The Mela, as long as a person's Ratzon is the Ratzon Hashem, and a person loves Avos Avorei, and he despises that which Hashem despises. The only way a person can honestly say, I love, yeah, we all love what Hashem loves, yeah, but do we despise what Hashem despises? If we despise what Hashem despises, then we can say we love what Hashem loves. But that's both sides of the coin. So a person who lives like that, he says, is fulfilling the pasuk of Mishlei Ashi Adam Shemeh Li Lishkal Dasaisa Yom Yom Ki Moitzi Motza Chayim Vayofek Ratzim Hashem. The person who really finds God will find Ratzim Hashem, will find a desire to live through God. We find our desire to live by fulfilling our physical desires, our social desires, and we with the thought of Chas V'Shalom not having eyes, not having ears, Rachman al-Tzlan, it crushes us just thinking about it. How could we possibly be happy without our five senses? How could a person be happy, Rachman al-Tzlan? But a Baal Bitachon, who gives over his life to Hashem, and he says, Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi LeYechzor, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, he wants for nothing. It's a high madrega. But this is what's available. This is what he says in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. So, getting back to the end of Shaar Bitachon. So, he says, the Chavos Levavos concludes and says, the ultimate Baal Bitachon fulfills what David HaMelech says in Tehillim Mem Beis. In Tehillim Mem Beis, Pasuk Gimel, David says, Sama nafshi le'elohim li'el choy. My soul thirsts for the Rabbanu Shalom, for the living God. Everything else is really dead. Only the Rabbanu Shalom is really alive. This is Emes HaBitachon. I really should review, if I would really do it right, but it's beyond our scope today, I would make a general overview of all the different things we learned. But that's not what we're going to do today. We will start today the next Shaar and then say a few words in conclusion of Shaar Bitachon. See, I just told you something of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, but really after studying, I see that it's very pashut that we really should follow the Seder of the Chavos Levavos. So the Seder of the Chavos Levavos is that after Shaar Bitachon comes Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh. In other words, it would not be... We'd be leaving ourselves hanging if we wouldn't learn Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh, because he said b'feirush, he says, since I just finished Shaar Bitachon, so therefore matzanu l'nachon l'has mechelav as Shaar Chayvus Yichud HaMaaseh havoyde l'alikim. In other words, we have to talk more about how a person can have the right kavana when he does a mitzvah, and the right kavanah when he learns, and the right kavanah when he davens, so that everything we do all day should reinforce our bitachon. So therefore it's a must, we really have no choice, it's pashut, that the next thing we have to learn is how to really be bali bitachon in everything we do. It's called yichud hamaaseh, concentrating and focusing our actions, that we do them l'shem shemayim, only for Hashem, and for nothing else. So that is what we start, just to start the next Shaar. And he says that Yichud HaMaaseh means that a person purifies his thoughts and cleanses his heart, that when he does any mitzvah, he has no personal selfish purpose. And the main thing is, Ein loy mimidus hasyapus lefnei bnei adam. He's not trying to look pretty in the eyes of people. Midas hasyapus. So we wear our brand new pair of tefillin. We're not wearing it the shavuot. We don't even tell people about it. Best thing is not to talk about what we do. It's one of the hardest things in the world. Not to be a people pleaser, only to be a God pleaser. And the mitzvahs we do, a person can announce his pledge for tzedakah. We have a appeal tomorrow. So a person wants to be it's important. An inyan being neidr rabbim, but what you can do is it can be neidr rabbim a nice amount to show chizuk to the appeal, and that makes everyone warm to the appeal. But you can be neidr only half and give the other half later on anonymously. That's also an opportunity. It's not in my best interest to say that, because states of the person who makes the appeal wants to have a very successful appeal. And when, you know, we make $30,000, $40,000, I look good. And I'm a great appealer, you know, so it's good for my ego. But the emes geret is that, that's not what it's all about. I shouldn't be making appeals to impress what a great heartstring chirker I am, and what a good speaker I am. And that's not the reason why I'm giving shurim. That's not easy. And the people who give should give publicly, because Naidrim Barabim, it's definitely a chizuk. You make much more with appeals. But you can, some of it you can hold back, just to show that you're not trying to be misyapit if maybe Adam, to look pretty in the eyes of people. Hisyapus. And of course, there's other midas, there's chanufa, we flatter people. And we do a lot of things. We talk smoothly to people. We don't talk to everybody the same. To the rich, powerful people, we talk one way. To the lower classes, we talk another way. To our wife, we talk one way. To our children, we talk also another way. And we talk to the to our boss one way. We talk to our fellow workers another way. So Yichud HaMaisa teaches us to really clean up our act, as we say. And this is what it's all about. So Mitzvah Shem Shvi Zaycheh at the Sukkah is to begin that. But just to conclude, in Midas HaBitachon, Tu Inyanim, Erev Yom Kippur is a very good day to talk about Bitachon. And I once heard from the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, when I brought my son to learn Brisk, so we got into a Shmuas, and he told me this story, which I'm sure I must have shared with you. But it's really the various versions of the story. I've seen in different forms, different versions. I have in my sefer the version that I heard from the Einikel of the Brisker Rav, Rav Avraham Yeshua, at Soloveitchik. And the story is an Erev Yom Kippur story. This year is the 60th year from the bombardment of Warsaw. If you read Yiddish and you get this Yiddish of art, so you can be sure that our good friend of Yosef Friedenson, who was with us this Shabbos, wrote it up. He was there. It's unbelievable how the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, they bombarded Warsaw in the most brutal fashion, and they Davka targeted the Yiddish neighborhood. There wasn't a ghetto then yet. The Warsaw ghetto was something created later on. But the main Jewish concentrations they targeted, and the whole life was turned upside down in the moment. It all started beginning of Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It stopped Erev Sukkos. So the Brisker Rav was vacationing in Otvotsk, which was a vacation spot near Warsaw, right before Rosh Hashanah. And he was stranded in Warsaw during this bombardment. He ran to Warsaw when he heard that the Nazis are coming. So he had nothing. He had nothing there. And there was a certain lady, a Mrs. Tanzmann, who provided him a place to stay. There was hardly any food. There were long, long bread lines stretched for blocks. Now the Brisker Rav, of course, never would take tzedakah for himself. But the Brisker Rav held La Halacha, that anybody from Brisk, wherever they may be, since he's the Brisker Rav, they're mechuyev to support him. So any Brisker you take money from, because he held that goes into the chiyev of the Kehillah to the Rav, that even if he's in Warsaw, if you're Brisker, you have a chiyev to the Rav. So it was a Yidden Brisk who heard that the Rav was stranded in Warsaw. And he took upon himself to provide the Rav. But of course, there's very little to give. The Brisker Rav was with his son, Reb Beryl, Zichron Levracha, and the son gave everything he had to his father while he himself hungered. One day someone gave Reb Beryl a handful of raisins, which he and his father, the Brisker Rav, ate one at a time at 15-minute intervals. Reb Beryl later said that his stomach was so empty that he could literally feel each raisin rolling down into his kishkas. That's how empty his intestines were. The Brisker Rav Vishita, although the bread supply was very precarious, he insisted on consuming the little he had every day that day. Because the Gemara says in Saita, A person who has bread in his basket today and says, what I'm going to eat tomorrow, that person is a person of meager faith. So the Brisker was makpid to finish everything he had on that day, not to save for tomorrow. Don't save for a rainy day. However, on the 8th of Tishrei, he had a big dilemma. The next day was Erev Yom Kippur, when there's a mitzvah to eat, and the Brisker was wondering that the Gemara says, if you have for today, don't save for tomorrow, that's for my personal needs. But maybe when I'm saving for a mitzvah, that's okay. He wasn't sure. Back and forth. Finally, he decided that for the mitzvah, Achilas Erev Yom Kippur, you can leave over from the 8th day for the 9th day. The next day, a woman that was shaychus to the Brisker family came to the Briskerov's lodging. This is Erev Yom Kippur. And she came with a delicious meal for the Brisker Rav and the son of a barrel. The woman who was from Brisk heard that the Rav was in Warsaw. She decided that she's going to sacrifice whatever she has to prepare a delicious Erev Yom Kippur meal for the Rav, so she could fulfill the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. And the lady explained that she had also baked challahs for the Rav. But just when she was about to remove the challahs from the oven, a German bomb hit her home. And to her amazement, the entire home remained unscathed, except for one item. The shell fell right into her oven and blew it to pieces, and the challahs inside were destroyed. Another version I heard of this, that she actually baked the challahs, and she was carrying the challahs to the Brisker Rav, and a piece of shrapnel flew through the air and hit her in the pocket where she had these, in her pocketbook where she had the challahs, and destroyed the challahs. But whatever it was, the whole meal, there was meat and fish and kompot, everything was intact except the challahs. Brisker Rav observed, it was absolutely clear to him, this was a punishment for saving the bread from one day to the next. Even for the sake of the mitzvah, if a person has told the Kedoshim Hashem, he would have had this allotment of fresh bread, Erev Yom Kippur, baked specifically for him from a person he never expected it from. So that he says, I learned from this how vital it means not to prepare for tomorrow. The Yisrael that be talking is to live in the present. Take care of what has to be done today. That's why a lot of people, that's why we talk at the Rav Nosson Vachtov, Zechon Lebracha, really held that we shouldn't even look for our Esrogim yet before Yom Kippur. Don't build your sukkah yet before Yom Kippur. Wait till after Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, that void is to eat. Erev Yom Kippur, that void is to do tshuva. Erev Yom Kippur, that void is to go to the mikveh. Erev Yom Kippur, that void is to do tzedakah. We're all nervous. You have a big sukkah to build. You have to find a little bit of an asterisk. The emes of Baal Bitochen, and I'm not one of them, is not worried. Raise a tzaddik if I carried away till Moitz Yom Kippur. And when the hearts were clean, they knew that they got an asterisk. That would be a clean asterisk. And they just put their hands. The emes of Baal Bitochen, some people, they look at a million asterisks, they go wild. And some people have a different shita. The asterisk is a gift from the Baruch Shalom too. How can you find a good asterisk? Put his hand in the box, pulled out the first asterisk, Moitz Yom Kippur, beautiful asterisk. In the source of purifying our hearts and cleaning our hearts in Yom Kippur, was zeichet to a leif tohar broly alekim beruach nachon chadish bekirbi, was zeichet to a beautiful asterisk in neged aleif. So the point is, the main yisod of the Baal Bitochen doesn't worry about tomorrow, even a mitzvah. Today's mitzvah, you have to think about mitzvah, shteitzach, everything with a proper adjustment. It means to say that even mitzvahs can take a person out of his gedder. We have to focus on what must be done now first, priorities. The Baal Bitochen sticks his priorities. He doesn't allow himself to get confused, doesn't allow himself to get mixed up and panicky and nervous. A Baal Bitochen is calm. A Baal Bitochen has Yishuv Hadas. A Baal Bitochen has Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas is such a great gift. Yishuv Hadas. And Rav Nosson Vachtweigel, they put out a very lovely little pamphlet with Rishimas from Nosson Vachtweigel, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha. And he said one of the great ways to have Yishuv Hadas is to read the Geras Ramban and to fulfill the words of the Geras Ramban in the beginning. Called Varecha Yiu Benachas. Speak calmly. We get ourselves meshuggah. Because we're so careful that we speak to ourselves and speak to other people. Even a word, we say it in a panicky way. We can mamish make other people panicky. We can make them nervous. We get them upset. We make ourselves upset. The secret of Yeshiva Das, of course, is Bitachon, but the external is not speaking Benachas, talking the Yeshiva Das, right? This is also a big avoid. Avad, I have to have a beautiful Esrig. Avad, I have to build my sukkah. It's a big job. Avad, I have to go to the mikveh yesterday, I have to eat today. But right now I'm talking to you. So therefore my main focus right now is that I'm talking to this yid in front of me, be it my friend, my wife, or my child. I have to talk to you benachas. That's also a mitzvah. Talking to you benachas is also a mitzvah. The Baal Bitachon lives in the present. And like the Chovetz Chabad says, he's not interested in changing the matzah for the present. He knows whatever Hashem puts in front of him right now. And I wish I could mekayim this, because for states Chalein, just when I'm getting ready for Shabbos, and I'm running out, and I start to finish a blot Gemara, and I have to daf yomi, and I have to write up a halach, and I have to do this, and I have 15 things in my head. Some yidn will call up with a shayla, and she drains me a cup, with such a, seems like such a narjazach, such a kleinakite, and just let me go, and this, and that. I don't even know who she is. She doesn't even daven over here. She's some stranger. She doesn't even hear her name. She starts talking to me. I'm back and forth. I'm in a rush. I got things to do. The world's on my head. And she's asking me questions. I don't know who she is. What do I owe this lady? Who is she? What is she? No. The Baal Bitachon says if the Rebbeinu sent that lady to call me on the phone, it's like the mice with Hillel Erev Shabbos. It must be that's more important than my shiur right now. And my other great things I'm doing right now, and my great agenda right now. If this nudnik is calling me up, she's not a nudnik. She's a gift from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem wants me to deal with her. Benachas, not impatient. Talk calmly. Oy, what an avoida, what an avoida, what an avoida. But the Baal Bitachon believes that this is what my avoida is right now. If Hashem sent her to me, that means she's more important than anybody, than anything else. It doesn't seem that way to me, but if Hashem sent her, it must seem that way to Hashem. So the Baal Bitachon says, I want to change my matzav. I want to get her off the phone. I want to hang up on this lady. But the Baal Bitachon says, I never found myself in the matzav in the morning where I said, I wish I'd be in a different matzav. That means if I'm on the phone with a nudnik, it doesn't mean the morning also. It means the afternoon, night, 24 hours a day. Whatever matzav Hashem dumps me into, I'm stuck. I better be flat tire. Right now, this is what Hashem wants me to deal with, the flat tire. He wants to see how Baal Bitachon changes the flat tire, not getting frustrated and kicking the tire and cursing my bad luck. Hashem gets me stuck in traffic in the Lincoln Tunnel for an hour. Hashem doesn't want me to scream and rant and rave and how stupid I am and then tell my wife, why did you tell me the Lincoln Tunnel? I want to take George Washington Bridge. I'll never listen to you again. It's not your wife who told you you're on Lincoln Tunnel. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said the Lincoln Tunnel. You never scream at your wife. Never, never, never. Because there's no bigger spokesman for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam than our wives. No bigger spokesman than our wives. But everybody who's speaking to us, every situation that speaks to us, is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam speaking to us. And last night, 12:30 at night, fella comes collecting at my door. 12:30 at night. And this fella doesn't want little money. He wants big money. Big bucks. I'm only telling you this, not lisyapas. You always be careful. It was such an assayant. I said, a chutzpah. He calls me up for the car phone. Yet I'm coming to your house. I'll be there. What? I wasn't home. I said, he called up. He'll be here whenever he'll come. He called up at 10:30. He's coming from Brooklyn to see me. I didn't tell him to come. I didn't want him to come. Don't come. He's coming. I said, well, he comes, I'm asleep, I'm gone, I'm finished, he's not going to find me awake, I'm asleep. No way, a chutzpah, he's not going to bother me. Zervan Kippur, I got to get up early, I got things to do. A chutzpah, a hazi, he's coming, well, a chutzpah, to call up, I'm coming, what do you mean I'm coming? I got my agenda, what right does he have to go dance into my life and then parachute into my life and change my schedule? I got my schedule, I have the right to get up early in the morning, I can go to sleep, I can have a good night's sleep before Yom Kippur. But unfortunately, the problem is this is Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov says, no, don't you remember what the rabbi said a few years ago in Shul? That the Zohar HaKadosh says that when an Oraman comes to your door, it's a gift from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You balgaiv what you are. You think you're ready for Yom Kippur? You think the way it prepares you want to do, you're learning, you say your tillim and do whatever you want to do. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has other plans for you. Hashem is sending you a gift. It's not push the zach. You know this person is. You know he's talk a big nitzrich. Maybe he's a little bit aggressive. Maybe he's a little bit assertive. Maybe he's, yeah. But it's a gift in the Rabbanu Shlomo. Who says that sleep is the best thing for you? The best thing may be this person. It's a gift. You need it. So against my better judgment, so I have another tactic, you know. I shouldn't tell you all my tactics to protect myself. But I have other tactics. You know, I turned the lights off to make sure he thinks I'm sleeping, of course. And I was about to go to sleep. You think it's Tom that he's coming? 12:30, you should pay him for coming. You should kiss him for coming. You need him. He's a gift from the Rabbi Shalom. No. It's a chutzpah. I'm going to sleep. Turning the lights off, pulling out the ringer, turning off the phones. He's not going to find me. Ha, ha, ha. He came all the way from Bar Park. I'm going to play. I'm going to teach him a lesson or two. He has a chutzpah to come at 12:30 at night. Well, 12:30 at night, found me looking out the window to see if he came yet. So Baruch Hashem, I said, I learned the Chavos Levavos Eilim this morning. I can't be such a big hypocrite. A little bit I have to fulfill what it says in the Chavos Levavos. Yeah, this is the gift from the Rabbanu Shalom. This is the matzav Hashem wants me to be in. He doesn't want me to go to sleep so early. He wants me to stay up and accept this gift, Baratzim. So you can look at the same Arman as being a curse, as being an interloper, as being a machutzav, as being a pain in the neck, as being a destroyer of my peace of mind and sleep. Or we can look at the same Moraman as being a gift from the Rabbanu Shalom, a friend, a gift, a matana taiva, mamash, my salvation, a life raft. Two totally different ways to look at the same situation. So the Rabbanu Shalom should give us the wisdom that in the schus of learning, Shaar B'Tochen, the other stories I'll say for next time, Mitzvah Hashem, in the schus of learning Shaar B'Tochen, we should begin to understand what B'Tochen is. It would be kedai to get a chayvus levavus, everybody, chaz the Shaar B'Tochen. The chazer, the sibber, really it's kedai. We have the chazer, but the year we spent on Baruch Hashem, mit Hashem at the sukkah, we start shar yichud amaisa. David should help us that we should taka be that we should be shaloi nevoish v'lani kolin ki b'chava tachnu v'banish v'zoicha taka avinu malkeinu b'avur avisenu shebatchu b'cha v'atalam nechu gechayim. Remember, we learned the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says the only reason why the Rebbe gave us the Torah in our Sinai is because we should be Baal B'Tochen, and because we had B'Tochen at Sinai. The reason for the Torah, says, is B'Tochen. Avinu Malkeinu Bavur Hasenu Shebat Chuvacha Vatlam Nechuk Echayim. The reason why Hashem taught us Chuk Echayim is because we have B'Tochen B'Hashem. Emes of B'Tochen. There's a big quantum leap from B'Tochen and Emes of B'Tochen. Emes of B'Tochen is only by learning the Sefer. The Shara HaBitochen, that's how we get them as we talk. The Bereshit should help us to have Siyat Shmaya, to review it, and to live it for the rest of our lives. And the Shemakuyam Banu, Mizmul David, Adonai Royi Loi Echsar. Shekoyach, all of you for coming. Shizoyche, to make more Siyumim. I don't know if we make a Kaddish and the Kaddish Rabbanim. A Kaddish Rabbanim we can certainly make. The regular Kaddish we're not going to make. Everyone's invited to join us for the Suda.